This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is running for the Democratic presidential nomination among a diverse field of candidates. There are a number of women and people of color vying for the party's nomination. And O'Rourke, of course, is a white man. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports it's something voters, especially female voters, are thinking about. And so is he.
While I was covering O'Rourke's first days in Iowa, I met three women who had driven from Peoria, Illinois. They drove down to see O'Rourke run in a 5K on Saturday morning. Neither woman had decided on a candidate yet, which makes sense. The election is more than a year and a half away. But they wanted to see what O'Rourke was like as they consider the slate of Democrats. One of the women, Sandy Gunter, says she thinks O'Rourke has an edge that she has complicated feelings about.
I think our political system's a mess. I think a woman's not going to win. We're not ready. Sick, but true. So he's up there.
And this is something Gunter's friend, Lisa Hurley, says she's thinking about too. Hurley says female candidates are already being treated differently by the media.
The likability factor that they always talk about. It's like, that's only for women. Men, it's like, oh yeah.
You're a strong woman, you're a B word.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
And men are afraid. Too soon. Even women hate other women.
Here's the third of the three friends, Nicole Jolliffe.
I was surprised at how many women hated Hillary. I was shocked by that. And would call her a bitch and all kinds of stuff. I was shocked by that. You would think women would rally. Like how Obama did. The African-American community rallied behind him. Women will not rally behind women.
The women said they feel slighted by the 2016 election, and they say things haven't gotten better. For example, when I asked them about Brett Kavanaugh, the recently appointed Supreme Court justice who was accused of sexual assault, Gunter, Hurley, and Jolliffe say they can't even talk about that.
Yeah. Don't even get it.
I kind of wanted to know, is O'Rourke running with these folks?
Yeah.
This is Robert Grimm. He was visiting Iowa from Irvine, California that weekend. While I was talking to these ladies, he walked up to us. While Grimm is curious about O'Rourke, he says he's actually most excited about Kamala Harris, one of his U.S. senators back in California.
I'd actually like to see a woman president. I mean, we should have had one already. USA got beat bad on that one.
And I ask Grimm if he thinks a woman will win this time.
Absolutely. Absolutely possible. I think it'll happen this time. I think either Elizabeth or Kamala will probably be our leader.
That's Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris he's talking about. They're both two U.S. senators running for president. And while Grimm is more bullish about the prospects of a woman president, Sandy Gunter from Peoria says she's just hoping that if someone like O'Rourke wins the nomination, they will pick a woman for their ticket.
And if he's the one, whoever it is, they need to get a woman as the vice president.
During a meet and greet in Dubuque, O'Rourke was actually asked about this. A man named John Honstedt stopped him and said, "You have a chance to earn a vote now.
If you're nominated for the Democratic position to go for presidency of the United States, will you put a woman as your vice president?"
It's hard for me to think of a reason that I would not do that. I think talking about who I would pick as vice president just feels really premature.
I know it feels premature.
Yeah.
But you're half of a ticket.
That's right.
When you're becoming president, you represent the other half of this country, too.
That's right.
Honstedt then tells O'Rourke that there's never been a woman vice president in the U.S. And he says, as a younger candidate, he wants O'Rourke to move the country forward on this. O'Rourke told Honstedt that he gets it.
I hear you. Again, that would be my preference. I feel like it would be very presumptuous for me to talk about who I would select as vice president right now, but your point is taken.
All right. Yeah. I just want you to think about it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you asking.
During a taping of a political podcast during his first few days in Iowa, O'Rourke said the U.S. still has a long way to go when it comes to opportunities for women. Among other things, he said he plans to do what he can to change that. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.